This is actually regarding the physical patient Pearson P. Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, date of birth 8/10/1945. Bottom Lake Healthcare at Arlington West. There are service 11/2/2023. History of present illness. This is a 78-year-old female. Seen today for initial evaluation. Counselor of care. And a new patient to our service. Patient seen today. He has been admitted to the facility. Patient has multiple medical problems. History of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, left tarcut foot, peripheral vascular disease, right pontine stroke in August 2021. Dysphagia, history of breast, lung, sterical lumpectomy, history of left foot wound, treated. Also, said a secondary hyperparathyroidism, for which he has been mounted closely. Patient while in the rehab he has a known history of acute bilateral CVA and a periodic infusion, hospitalized in St. Agnes in June 2022 for aggressive workup. Today when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. She has ongoing chronic back pain because of previously multiple back surgery. Other than that, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever. Past medical history. He has a history of recurrent stroke, CVA, next line. History of thyroid nodule, next line. History of secondary hyperparathyroidism, CKD stage 4. Chronic metabolic acidosis, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetic retinopathy. History of diabetic foot ulcer and left tarcut foot. Previous surgical history of debridement and removal of the infected nail. From left foot, multiple incision and draining surgeries. History of breast lumpectomy, cataract surgeries, and previous history of multiple lumbar spine surgeries. Patient has a COVID infection with recovery. Social history, no smoking, alcohol, no drugs, abuse, naxalin allergies, vaccine, naxalin lisinopril, naxalin metronidazole, unknown reaction. Through a system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no mountain diarrhea, musculoskeletal, chronic vaccine, naxalin, chronic lower extremity edema. He has been using TED stocking. Neuroendocrinopathy, endocrinopathy, urinary dyspepsia, no heat accord intolerance. Current medications. Patient has been on Tylenol 650 Q6 hour PRN, Docoset 100 mg BID, 7 o'clock. Two tablets in the evening, Cymbalta, 50 milligram daily, gabapentin, 100 milligram two capsules three times a day, voltaren gel, apply 2 gram to the left hip topically every 8 hours, lidocaine patch 4% to the left knee once a day, ophthalmic eye drops, tetrahydrozoline, 1 drop both eyes 4 times a day for dry eyes, Lasix 40 milligram, half tablet daily for chronic leg edema, diltiazem 30 milligram, PO daily, Buspirant 5 milligram twice a day for anxiety, physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, oriented time 3, cooperative, heart rate match normocolic, blood pressure 126 over 82, pulse 72, temperature 97.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse has 98%, blood sugar 108, heart rate match normocolic, eyes and enteric, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, clear, no vision, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, Boston positive. No rebound, no rigidity, extremities, chronic bilateral leg edema. There's no cough tenderness. Neuro patient is awake, alert, 20 times 3. Cooperative. Sense is intact, psychiatry is cooperative, alert and oriented. Recent lab reviewed. Vision 19, carini 1.07, CO2 30, calcium 8.5, color 107, potassium 4.0, sodium 143, WBC count 4.1, hemoglobin 11.5, mercury 37.0, platelet count 251. These labs were drawn April 23. Recent hemoglobin A1C 6.4, TSH level 0.74, was done on September 1st. Patient has a urine analysis done 2 weeks ago. Missed chlora. No evidence of infection. Assessment patient has been admitted to the subacute nursing rehab. Patient has multiple medical problems. Number one, PVA, next line. Hypertension, next line. Obesity, next line. Lumbar spine disc disease, status post, multiple surgeries. Next line. History of left knee surgery, next line. history of Parkinson's disease, but currently she's not on any medication. That's in the history. History of COVID infection with recovery. Chronic leg edema. History of stage 4 CKD, next 9, history of thyroid nodule, history of hyperparathyroidism. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. Patient has a known history of thyroid nodule. At this point, I will order her sonogram of the thyroid to follow up thyroid nodule. Patient has some concern about that. And also TSH level and T3 and T4. Based on discuss the patient and also nursing staff. Thank you.